Well, hello, Gigi and Big Bright Beautiful World.
Gigi at Bright Beautiful World.
Hey, Gigi, my friend, Bright Beautiful World.
And tuning into a brighter, beautiful world.
You're listening to A Bright Beautiful World.
'Cause it's a bright, beautiful world out there.
If I can speak, bright, beautiful world.
Bright, beautiful world. What is her crusade? Well, I think if you listen to her channel, if you listen to her station, what you'll find is her crusade is everything amazing in life.
Hey, bright, beautiful world.
Wow, bright, beautiful world. Hey, Gigi of bright, beautiful world.
Bright, beautiful world.
Bright, beautiful world.
Hey, bright, beautiful world.
Bright, beautiful world.
Hello, BBWGG.
'Cause it's a bright, beautiful world. Yes, it's a bright, beautiful world.
Hello and good evening, everyone. Welcome to Bright, Beautiful World.
Gigi. Miss Gigi of Bright, Beautiful World. If the world truly was interested in being bright and beautiful, I personally believe the universe would find a way to communicate with somebody, somehow, that was open to the idea of being bright and beautiful. Because before we ever do anything, we have to first believe whatever that is possible. So the universe would be looking for someone that believed, that absolutely believed with every fiber of their being that it was possible. The universe would also be looking for somebody that had the support of an entire community behind them to bring that message forward with a voice that had the potential to capture an audience that would be interested in a bright, beautiful world. Well, guess what? The universe found one such person.
Hey, it's Gigi from Bright Beautiful World. Thank you so much for your lovely call-ins. I can't wait to get them on air. What's funny though is that I've never actually considered the possibility that it's not a bright, beautiful world. It just is, and it just takes seeing it to make it so. And it just never entered my mind that it was up for debate. It just is in my world. So that shows you how kind of stuck in my ways I am, I guess. I'd never ever questioned it. But thank you. I'm going to be putting a lot more up later today. But thank you so much. Can't wait to talk to you soon. Bye. Hope you're having a lovely day. Note to self. As Albert Camus said, in the midst of winter, I found there was within me an invincible summer. I shall repeat. In the midst of winter, I found there was within me an invincible summer. That is all. Hello and good evening, everyone. Welcome to Bright, Beautiful World. Thank you so much for listening. A very dear friend of mine showed me that quote this morning, and I felt that that was such an amazing representation of part of what I'm hoping to achieve on this channel. And one of the things I would like to achieve for myself. And if you didn't hear the quote, it was about that even in the depths of winter, you can have your own inner summer. And I love that message, that even though the outside world may be harsh and cruel at times, you can develop that inner strength and inner light. And that's one of the things, I think it was 2 years ago, or it might have been, no, it was definitely 2 years ago, that I decided that I wanted to create for myself. It's part of the bright, beautiful world. I want that inner light and inner warmth for myself, no matter what is going on around me. I want to create that inner sense of peace and freedom so that external factors don't completely tip my world around as they have done throughout the years. So I just thought that, especially for a Monday, that was such a beautiful thought, and I just couldn't wait to share it with you. In other news, I am still going through Danielle Laporte's desire map, and I finished the first half and I've got the second half to go. And I just wish I could record the whole of the first half and share it with you, because there was so much in there that I was just thinking, oh my goodness, if more people knew this, if more people could hear this, it could be of so much use. And yes, I'm just really, really enjoying it. And oh my goodness, yesterday's episode. I've published everything into an episode. I've got a couple more call-ins about desire, and I'm trying to work out how to work them back into the conversation, because I just love them. I really do. And when you're thinking about your desires, you're also thinking about positive things, I should think. So you're thinking positively about what you'd like in your life and how you can achieve that. So it's a very positive message, and it can really help light you up. So I hope you really enjoyed yesterday. If you'd like to listen to it and you haven't already, it's saved in my episodes under The Desire Marathon. And if you want to hear them from the first time, they're saved a couple of months ago. There's The Desire episode and The Desire episode part 2, or number 2, I think. And most importantly, thank you to everyone who called in. I know it's not a particularly comfortable question to be asked, and you're like, who is this strange English girl asking me about my desires? It's weird. But thank you so much. I can't believe that there was such an amazing response. So all I can say is thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. It was a delight, every single one. And as I've said previously, there are absolutely no wrong answers. And if you would like to share, phone in. Let me know. Tell me what your desires are. And last but not least, the radial vibrations will continue as normal from tomorrow. And later on today, I've got some segments I'd like to echo because I had some call-ins about them. So I'm going to be revisiting a couple of my previous segments. Anyway, thank you so much for listening. I hope you had a good Monday. If you did, let me know. If you didn't, let me know. And have a lovely evening. And I hope tomorrow goes really well. Talk to you soon. Bye. Hello and good evening, everyone. Welcome to Bright Beautiful World. Thank you so much for being here, and I hope you've had a lovely day, or are having a lovely day, depending where your time zone is. It's 2 minutes to 10 here in the UK, and I'm feeling pretty shattered, I have to say. But it's taken a lot out of me thinking about these goals and everything like that. There is just so much that I want to achieve, and it's kind of not knowing where to go first or starting where to start. And I've been listening to Danielle Laporte, The Desire Map, and that's been kind of pointing me in certain directions. And I've also started, for the new year, I've started my diary, and that's thrown up a lot of stuff, even though I've only been at it for, 5 days now. And I've also started my Jar of Awesome. So that is a jar that whenever you do something awesome, you write it on a little bit of paper, chuck it in the jar, and at the end of the year you can read it all out on New Year's Eve. So I've wanted to do that for a couple of years. But I just wanted to quickly talk about the couple of things that that's brought up, both the diary and the Jar of Awesome. With the Jar of Awesome, I've discovered that I don't know where to set the barrier for what is awesome and what is not. And that's really strange, having to suddenly categorize your actions into something that is awesome and makes the grade and something that doesn't. And that's quite strange. I hadn't even thought about it. Kind of, what are the categories that something has to tick in order for it to be awesome? And that's a really interesting question, I think. If you think about all the things you do, and we're so busy, we've always got so much stuff to do. What is awesome and what is not? I mean, not everything that brings you happiness or joy is awesome. It's kind of something special and out of the ordinary. But, like, I went to the museum on yesterday, and that was great. I loved it. I love going to the British Museum. It's one of my favourite places in London. It's the first time I've gone this year, and I'll probably go twice a month from here till the end of the year, hopefully. But is that awesome, or is that not? I don't know. I don't know how to decide. Maybe I should give Osro a call in and say, please help me. What is awesome and what isn't? But yes, that was one thing. Another thing, when I was filling out my diary, as I said, I've only done it for 4 days because I haven't done tonight's yet. I was kind of looking at everything I was doing in my day, and I'd written down my schedule of what I'd done. And I was looking at the list and I was thinking, hang on, this doesn't really intertwine with what I say is important to me. It doesn't really... I'm not really doing the things that I say I want to do. I mean, I know a lot of that is because a lot of my time isn't my own. It's taken up with work, it's taken up with travel, as in commuting. And although I try to use my time to the most, I try to make the best of it, a lot of my time is taken up with things that, theoretically, according to my goals and desires and all the rest of it, theoretically, it's not that important to me, and it's not working on the things that I desperately want to achieve and desperately want in my life. So that was a bit of a shock and a bit of an eye-opener, because, as I said, I'm always trying to make the most of my time. I'm always trying to do things that I find beneficial, but to really face facts and be like, okay, well, if I've only got 2 hours a day to myself, what am I spending them on? Well, how does my actions back up my words and back up how I want to feel in this world? So that was very interesting as well. So I would encourage, if you'd like, I would invite you to consider both those things as well. And let me know your thoughts. Anyway, thank you so much for listening. On to Raise Your Vibrations, day 37. And I hope you have a lovely evening. Thank you so much for listening.
Hi, this is Seven from the Institute of Self, and I wanted to call in to say that I really enjoyed your topic on the awesome jar and writing things down in the jar, and sometimes how it can be really hard as far as categorizing what things or what experiences to place into the jar. I think what's important to remember in situations such as these is that it is totally dependent upon you. What you accomplished and what you've done is your experience. It cannot be combined or aligned with anyone else's. So whatever you've done to improve yourself that you may not have done before, document it, write it down, and be proud of yourself. That's amazing. That's awesome. And have a great day. Bye-bye.
Hey, Gigi, it's Sheena Diane again. I am all over your station today, but I just wanted to chime in on your segment about what is awesome. And I think that is a great question. Because when we do something, we don't really see it as awesome, but someone else might. So I actually had this situation when I was working as a preschool assistant teacher, as well as in charge of the extended care department, where I had so many people come up to me and say, Sheena, I don't know how you do what you do. These kids drive me crazy, you know, and I would be in charge of, you know, 60, 70 kids at a time. And I would be okay with that. Like, I would be able to handle them, and we would have fun, and we would do games and crafts and whatever. But they would always say, Sheena, I don't understand how you can do this. I did it for one day and it drove me insane. And in my mind, I'm like, I don't really see what the issue is here. I don't really, you know, it came so natural. But to this particular person or these people, this was awesome that I was able to control a group of 50 plus kids and have them not kill each other. That was awesome to them. But to me, I'm like, so what's the big deal? You blow your whistle, you tell them what to do and they do it. You know, like I didn't see the big deal. So I definitely see where you're going with this. And I don't think I could have a jar of awesome because I wouldn't know what to put in it either. You know, I'm also the kind of person that doesn't really see my achievements as awesome because they're just me. I'm just me. There's really nothing awesome about me. I'm just Sheena. But someone else can come up to me and say, Sheena, you have an awesome voice. And I'm like, really? Because I've never been classically trained and I've never really sung, you know, professionally. So how could I have an awesome voice? But to someone else, I do. So as you can see, I kind of am in the same boat as you as what is awesome. But I think what you really need to do is just write down everything. Just write it all down. You know, if you did something that was special, you know, something that wasn't walking the dog, something that was more like help somebody across the street. I would write all that stuff down because you're never going to see yourself as awesome. At least I don't, not yet. But someone else is going to see that as being awesome. Just like your segments on your station are awesome. And you may not think that they are because, well, they're you. You know, you're just doing you. And it comes naturally for us. So it's not something that we would think is awesome. But someone else who can't do what we do, think that what we do is awesome.
G-Laser, isn't the point of the awesome jar to that you decide what's awesome? So it doesn't matter how trivial it is, that could be awesome to you at that specific time. And in fact, I'm going to do a separate call-in for the other part because it's absolutely amazing, the points that you're making. G-Laser, I had to start another call-in just to talk about actions matching desires. That's how important I think it is. Because I think we all need to be brutally honest about the things we desire and also what we're prepared to sacrifice in order to achieve those desires. Because I have spent a lot of time in the past convincing myself that I want something so badly, but not actually putting the time in to achieve that goal. So it's like a wish. It always stays as a wish rather than an actual firm, concrete goal. So thank you for sharing that.
Hello and good evening. Welcome to Bright Beautiful World. Thank you so much for listening. Now today's segment, there's only going to be one of them, and B, I'm not going to be doing any racial vibrations tonight. So I'm terribly sorry about that, but I'm trying to get everything cleared off my station because there is a lot I want to cover tomorrow. Tomorrow is going to be an intensive. And it may carry on till Monday, but it's just something that I need to do. And if you've been listening to my previous segments, you might have guessed what it is if you've been listening over the past 2 days. And you might know what I need to do, but I'm going to do it. I'm going to go there, and tomorrow I'm going to have an intensive day on Bright Beautiful World. I'm going to be posting a lot of content, so I completely understand if you don't have the time or the inclination or want to listen, but I would like to revisit. That's a clue. I want to revisit this and I really hope that you'll benefit from it. And I'd like to add some more things. And I'm just really excited in this. So I'm clearing everything out, ready to start fresh tomorrow. Or later today, because it's 10 to midnight at the moment, so it depends when I get this posted. But yes, I am very, very, very much looking forward to that. And the second thing I wanted to share was these last 2 days, I feel that I've been so, so very lucky, because on both days something has happened that I can't remember the last time I felt like this. It was on two separate occasions in very different circumstances, but there was a moment during my day that for the first time in so long I felt that moment of joyful peace, where everything was quiet and everything was exactly how it should be. They weren't moments where I was like, oh my god, I've accomplished this, or oh my goodness, everything's happening that I want to happen. They weren't moments like this. They were very quiet, calm, but I felt completely joyful and completely at peace and so, so very happy. And I don't know if they just don't happen that often, or it's the first time I've really taken the time to notice them within me. But they were so beautiful to be in, and that's the one thing I'd really love for this year, is to have more of those quiet. They were very confident in that I was peaceful with the fact that I knew what I wanted would come about, and I was completely in the moment. I wasn't worrying about anything. I wasn't thinking about what was to come or what had passed. I was just like, in this moment, everything is as it should be. And if there was a present that I could give to you, it would be one of those moments, because each was so beautiful. The first was after I'd done my walk on my lunchtime, and I'd done a couple of Instagram lives, I'd listened to music, I'd marched around the park like 5 times and just sat down, and I was listening to music and I just sat down and took 3 minutes to enjoy where I was. And in that moment, everything was so blissfully clear. And then the second moment was when I was actually at work, but I was listening to Anchor. I was talking to a good friend of mine on Instagram, and I was researching Greek gods, of all things. And I was like, yes, this is it. I am so very happy. So if there was a present that I could give you, it would be that. And I hope you have a lovely evening. And I can't wait to talk to you soon. Thank you.
Gigi from BBW. Just sitting here listening to you describe what you experienced, and I just want to say, welcome to bliss. Welcome to joy. Welcome to presence. What you just described was presence. I could give you a little experiment if you want to play with it. I don't know if you have orange juice in your refrigerator. If you don't, then pick something else that has a distinct flavor to it. Go pour yourself a glass. But when you do, and you set the glass out on the counter, listen to the sound it makes when you set it down. When you open the juice, listen to the sound of that. As you pour it into the glass, listen to that. And as it goes down your throat, you get the idea.
Hello and good evening. Welcome to Bright Beautiful World. So if you are listening on the podcast, I'm going to finish it here, because I've just enjoyed those call-ins so much, and so often I don't feel like they need comment,
because they are absolutely perfect in their entirety. And I hope you've enjoyed them. I hope you've enjoyed listening to all these wonderful people with their wonderful voices. It might just be me, but I get really bored just listening to my own voice. And it's lovely to have so much insight from other people. So thank you so much for listening. And I will hopefully talk to you again soon. Have a lovely day. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.